This is KVNF Regional News. It's Tuesday, February 18th. I'm Patricia Naft. Three victims of Sunday's plane crash outside the Telluride Regional Airport have been identified. The victims are Sherry and Sherman Anderson from Phoenix, Arizona. Sherry was 57 years old and Sherman was 64 years old. They have one daughter. Also killed was Eric Durbin from Mesa, Arizona. Durbin was 48 years old and had a wife, Angela, and two children. All three were pilots. The single-engine Beechcraft Bonanza was found crashed into a cliff band 1 mile west of the Telluride Regional Airport runway from where it took off. San Miguel County Sheriff deputies spotted the downed aircraft from a helicopter just after 5 p.m. on Sunday after a four-hour search. The Federal Aviation Administration is investigating the crash. Two backcountry skiers were killed in an avalanche just east of Independence Pass on Saturday. The skiers were part of a group of seven that was descending a ridge above Highway 82 outside of Twin Lakes when they triggered the slide. Rescuers didn't find the bodies of the two victims until just after noon Sunday. Three other skiers were injured in the avalanche and two were unharmed. Rescuers took the injured skiers to the hospital in Leadville with a broken leg, broken ankle, and possible broken rib and collapsed lung. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center says 15 people have died in the avalanches this season across the West. Six of the deaths were in Colorado. February has been particularly deadly, with 9 people killed in the past 10 days. We are in the midst of a historic avalanche cycle, warns the center's website. We can't fall back on standard safe routes and travel practices to keep us out of trouble. On Wednesday, the state will begin hearing on stricter air quality rules for the oil and gas industry. Three of the largest energy companies in Colorado are backing the changes, but some businesses worry it will be too costly. Benta Berklin has more from the state capitol.
Governor John Hickenlooper proposed the air quality rules and says they will be groundbreaking. The rules aim to reduce air pollution from methane emissions. The state's top health official says the changes would lower methane emissions by 90,000 tons per year. That's roughly equivalent to taking every car in Colorado off the road for 1 year. Curtis Reeder with Noble Energy worked on the proposal.
We all want clean air as Coloradans. The technology is there and it's feasible, and ultimately it's the right thing to do.
Businesses will use the latest infrared technology to detect and repair leaks. Anadarko and Canna and the Environmental Defense Fund also helped draft the rules. Later this month, the state's Air Pollution Control Division is expected to make a final decision on the new standards. I'm Benta Berklund at the State Capitol.
The Bureau of Land Management is looking for information about vandalism to a rock art panel in the Paradox Valley of southwestern Colorado. Around January 1st, someone carved the initials AFS and SDT into the drawings, plus the phrase Happy New Year's 2014. The panel features petroglyphs of deer-like animals and human bodies. Archaeologists say the drawings are between 2,000 and 4,000 years old. There's a $500 reward for information that leads to the conviction of the suspects. Contact BLM's law enforcement agency in Montrose. The Affordable Care Act has forced many Coloradans to figure out what to do about insurance, whether it's sign up for a plan or pay a fine. But many people can already get discounted or free care. That's because Veteran Affairs, or the VA, has opened up its doors to more military veterans who served in the Vietnam or the Persian Gulf War. Aspen Public Radio's Elise Thatcher has more.
A lot of folks were looking at having to get insurance and therefore having to pay these premiums when, as we speak, they're eligible for VA health care.
Tom Zeman is a care coordinator with the VA. That means he works with all kinds of doctors to help make sure a veteran is getting the right treatment. And Zeman is worried there are hundreds of vets in the Valley who could get care but don't know they can sign up with the VA. In the past, a veteran had to meet a few qualifications for getting care. They had to make below a certain income, or they had to have something called a service-connected disability. Thing is, the VA now knows there's a lot more health problems that qualify as a disability. For Vietnam vets, that's because of a powerful chemical weapon U.S. troops used, called Agent Orange. For example,
type 2 diabetes. So if a Vietnam veteran has that, they should be not only coming in for health care with us, but also applying for and potentially receiving disability payments based on that. Or something like prostate cancer in men. Definitely something that now we know is linked to Agent Orange.
So the list of ailments that qualify is longer for Vietnam veterans, and there isn't a requirement about income anymore. For Vietnam vets who served between 1962 and 1975, qualifying for VA health care comes down to this. Again, Tom Zeman.
If they were what we call boots on the ground, they were actually in country. That's their ticket into VA healthcare right now.
Greg Tanazi is a stone sculptor in marble. He served in the Vietnam War but didn't qualify for health care until recently. He heard about it from family and signed up with the VA. Tanazi says he's lucky not to have flashbacks or PTSD. So when he went down to the VA,
they were more worried about Agent Orange exposure and things like that. So far, I'm doing pretty good.
Tanazi says it's worth it to make the trip to Glenwood Springs.
My health has really improved. They did some screen tests on me and hearing tests, got me on the regimens, and even had a dietitian calling me once in a while.
Part of the reason for expanding the requirements is that the VA wants to better track veterans who were exposed to Agent Orange, no matter how small the dose might have been. VA doctors want to know more about conditions or diseases connected with Agent Orange and make sure vets with those problems are getting care. Same goes for Operation Desert Storm veterans. That conflict is also known as the Gulf or Persian Gulf War. Again, care coordinator Tom Zeman.
Part of the rationale for that is this whole issue of what we now refer to as the Gulf War syndrome or unexplained illness syndrome. Kind of a broad brush of different symptoms, mostly gastrointestinal, neuromuscular types of things, skin rashes. There's something going on there, and here we're 20 years out, but there's still a lot of unknowns about what exactly is causing these cluster of symptoms that seem to be prevalent in this cadre of veterans.
Veterans Affairs wants to bring in as many Gulf War veterans into the system as possible to get a better sense for what's going on and how to better treat it. Now, the VA clinic in Glenwood Springs does something called telehealth. Janelle Hildebrand is a registered nurse there.
I call it an arm's reach from the VA. When the vets come here, when they're assigned to the clinic, they see their provider via Skype. It's accessing pre-op anesthesia visits, podiatry, cardiology.
With specialists and primary care doctors ranging from Denver to Salt Lake, Hildebrand and Zeman agree there are hundreds of veterans in Pitkin, Eagle, and Garfield counties who qualify for care but haven't come in, which could mean far lower copays or sometimes even free care. Tom Zeman is hoping that if enough veterans sign up for care in Glenwood Springs,
this clinic could expand into a regular clinic where there would be doctors and nurse practitioners and mental health providers right here.
But there's no guarantee, especially since it would literally take an act of Congress. But Zeman says it's worth a shot, especially with so many younger, more recent vets struggling with PTSD, traumatic brain injuries, and transitioning back into civilian life. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.
There are also VA clinics in Montrose, Durango, and Grand Junction. Stay tuned for the Tuesday Morning Music Mix with Chase. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.